1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington, where the Trump administration's been handed a victory in its mass deportation efforts.
The Supreme Court's conservative majority lifted a restraining order by a lower court judge who found ICE agents were conducting indiscriminate stops in and around Los Angeles.
The Supreme Court put that ruling, that temporary restraining order, on hold while the case plays out.
The Supreme Court's 6-3 decision cleared the way for agents to conduct sweeping immigration operations in L.A. Torian Small, CBS News, the White House.
The administration insists an illustrated birthday note to Jeffrey Epstein from the president is fake. CBS's Scott McFarlane tells us it was released by House Democrats yesterday.
During an interview in July with Trump administration Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche, Epstein's co-conspirator, Ghislaine Maxwell, acknowledged compiling the birthday book.
It's been so long.
But alleged she didn't remember if Trump contributed to it.
What drives homelessness and poverty? A new AP NORC poll found that most U.S. adults think individual choices are to blame. And while the survey found fewer people point at the government for its lack of support, most also think it doesn't spend enough on those in need. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu warned Palestinians to get out of Gaza City as the military prepares to step up its offensive from the air and ground unless Hamas releases the remaining hostages. This comes after six Israelis were killed when two Palestinian gunmen opened fire at a bus stop in Jerusalem. Our Elizabeth Palmer reports.
At the scene, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said, "These attacks don't deter us. They only increase our determination to complete our missions." While in Gaza, the military has begun a new offensive.
Who ordered sensitive legal documents to be dumped in a New Orleans landfill? WWL-TV reporter Alyssa Curtis says court officials are trying to figure that out.
The clerk of criminal court tells me it could cost the city upwards of $1 million to restore documents that were once being held in a Department of Public Works trailer. Plus, their efforts to find a new home for those documents have stalled.
I think this has taught everyone involved a lesson about how serious these matters are.
Still trying to wrap his head around how sensitive documents ended up in a Gentilly landfill last month, Clerk of Criminal Court Darren Lombard says the investigation into how it happened is ongoing.
Many of those documents were tied to death penalty cases. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Badgers head for Bama. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers have a road game Saturday against number 19th ranked Alabama, kickoff 11 a.m. So how do the players feel about taking on the Crimson Tide? Badgers head coach Luke Fickell.
There's nothing more that you want to do as a competitor than be in the biggest games and the biggest competition out there. And to go to Alabama to play in front of that crowd, to go down there to play, you know, in the SEC country. I think that there's not a guy within our program that isn't say that's one of the reasons why they're here.
NFL, a short week for the Packers. They host the Commanders Thursday night. Packers wide receiver Jaden Reed dealing with a stress fracture in his left foot. I asked how he was doing after Sunday's game against the Lions.
It feels great to win. I'm definitely hurting a little bit, but you know, thank God we got some time to recover. Put my foot in some ice and I'll feel better.
Baseball, the Brewers and the Rangers tonight in Texas. Milwaukee losing last night 5-0. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A nice-looking September day once again with a mix of sun and clouds, a tad on the breezy side, high temperatures in the mid-70s. For tonight, a slow-moving front may generate a shower or a thunderstorm, low temperatures in the mid-50s. Currently, it's 55 degrees.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Green Bay's own Frank Hermans. Just a Bit Outside director Sean Hannish joins with big news and the Green Bay Film Festival's Nick Watier. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I lack a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a man barely 6 feet tall, but a mountain of muscle, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. I am Pete Schwabba. I am not a mountain of muscle. Certainly not lately. I feel like kind of a blob. I got to be honest.
A mountain of gelato?
I need to get back in shape. And I will say, I'm very excited about this today because I did recently turn over a whole new leaf, a lifestyle change, and I'm eating right, and I'm going to work out more, and I'm 3 hours in, and it's going great. I've already got some gelato, but, nice. You know.
It's only a 4 ounce little container of gelato.
It's a small.
It's not going to hurt you.
It's a small. And I think I told you, I really did. Like, this is the week I was going to turn over a new leaf, and then my wife reminded me that, oh, our son is coming home for his birthday. We'll have cake. I'm like, well... And I can't just do, like, when I start a program, I have to be disciplined. If I deviate from it just a tiny bit, it's like, well, I might as well just eat Taco Bell for 7 hours, you know?
You know, you could just say no to the cake.
Isn't that, like, kind of a D-bag move, though, sort of?
I think it's against the law for birthdays. If there's a cake, you got to eat a little bit of it, at least.
It feels like a friend. I could go over and say happy birthday and not have cake. You know, my son makes a drive. I'm going to have cake.
Yeah.
Anyway, welcome to Nightlight, folks. Got a great show tonight. It is a Monday. Finally, we've made it through yet another weekend, and we reconvene here during the week to talk about all the things in life that make us happy. It is great to have you with me tonight as we broadcast here from beautiful City Deck Landing in downtown Green Bay. A gorgeous night. Summer seemed like it was over last week. It seems like it's back, and I'll take that. I think it's a good, and it's supposed to be nice all week. And now we've got NFL here. We've got some new shows we're going to talk about. Two great guests tonight, too. Rocker will be here at 6:35. Rocker is the co-host of WMDX's Max Inc. Radio, and he fills in for Terry Barr here on Bar Band Friday night periodically. Rocker will be here to tell us about a fundraiser, a really cool event that he is helping organize that is open to the public on Sunday, September 14th. We'll talk to Rocker, and he's got music. He's going to share some music with us. That's always fun. And then this Saturday, folks, this is going to be exciting. If you're in the Green Bay area, the Green Bay Film Festival is happening this weekend at the Tarleton Theater. And I'm going to be over there to introduce a film on Saturday and host a Q&A for the film The Anxiety Club. This is a really cool documentary made by Wendy LaBelle, who is here tonight at 7:20. And it explores the connection between anxiety and stand-up comedy. So something I have both of those. I was a comedian. I have a healthy amount of anxiety, I think. Conrad, are you an anxious person?
Sometimes.
Sometimes. What makes you anxious?
Oh, watching the Packers play football.
I knew you were going to say
watching, it. Definitely watching the Badgers play football, I'll tell you that.
Boy, halfway through that game, I was like, do Luke Fickell's players hate him? Like, what is happening here?
They turned it around. Sure, you know, did. That was good. But that first half, that was brutal to watch.
So Wendy will be here at 7:20. And if you're in and around the Green Bay area, or if you feel like a road trip, come to the really cool Tarleton Theater Saturday night at 7 o'clock. The movie looks great. I'm purposely not going to watch it until Saturday night. I'm going to watch it with a crowd. And she's got an appearance by Marc Maron in the film, who's a very famous podcaster and comedian. And Wendy will be here at 7:20 tonight to tell us a little bit about the film and the event. So there you go. We've got a great question tonight. Lots going on. And Conrad Krieger, as you heard, is working the board.
Hello.
As per usual. How you doing, buddy?
Yeah, it's Victory Monday.
What happened?
And the Packers
won. Did you watch the Sylvester Stallone movie over the weekend?
No.
The Packers won.
And they did it in style, I'd say.
Yeah.
It was a pretty good win. Against the Lions, who I thought they were going to be a tougher battle, but I don't know what's going on with them.
Look, I don't know a ton about sports. I like to watch a good sports contest once in a while, but I have to think that my Bears got their coach and we'll the Jets got their defensive coordinator. They lost a couple linemen. I mean, it can't be the same Lions team. Not to take away from the win, but I feel like they're going to struggle a bit.
I do too. After watching that offense, it was kind of rough out there. But I mean, that Packers defense played amazing against the run.
Yeah, and they with Parsons, it looks like they've got a dual threat now on the other side too, which is could that make havoc.
He got his first sack. That was pretty cool to watch.
The NFC North, yeah. So lots going on though. There's some good shows out now. It is fall, so there's some new color television out there. If you guys are looking for something new to watch, I watched today I watched Task, the new HBO show, and Jamie McShane, one of the stars of the show, has been on this show, and he told us probably 3 months ago, I think he was headed somewhere to film Task, probably Philadelphia, but for some reason I had Ireland. Maybe that was a different project he was working on, but Task is done by the same creative minds that brought us Mare from Easttown, which was a really good show. So I'm excited about Task. I watched the first show today, and these HBO shows are great because this was like an hour and 20 minutes. It was like this, the length of a movie, and it's got Mark Ruffalo and our pal Jamie McShane is in it. So I'm excited. The first episode was good. It takes its time, which I don't mind, but there was a pretty intense scene. And you know what they had? All right, this is weird. I don't get, you know, we've seen these ICE raids and they're wearing masks. I don't get any of that. I don't, you know, I saw the movie The Purge years ago. Creepy stuff. I don't know why federal agents wear masks. I'm sure they'll give some BS reason. However, out here on the street today, remember that loud motorcycle we heard? And we were like, what's that guy's problem? Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Two more drove by and they had the crazy psycho masks on.
You know, they got to protect their face from the wind, you know?
How about my ears from their mufflers?
Yeah.
I mean, what if you just go out and clothesline one of these guys? Because you feel threatened. I mean, they're wearing masks that are very scary.
Yeah.
Anyway, I digress. This show Task has a crew that is robbing place and they wear those masks.
Oh,
it's very scary stuff. Pretty intense scene, but it's good. I definitely recommend it.
I saw that it came out. It came out September this last weekend. So
I think last night.
Yeah,
was the first. I think it dropped for the first time.
And so. I recently, you know, when you were out, I did the beats.
Yeah,
how Mark Ruffalo prepared for that role?
Eating
Philly cheesesteaks.
He looks a little hefty.
Yeah, he does. He's got Avengers is coming up. Spider-Man's coming up. He's probably had a. Stop eating the Philly cheesesteaks for those rolls.
That's going to be tough. Those are good. However, okay, so this was interesting. My wife and I went and saw Caught Stealing last week or 2 weeks ago. I can't remember, but Austin Butler's in it. Yeah. Zoe Kravitz. It was a good movie. She was reading this article about how Austin Butler put on 30 pounds of muscle for the role. I'm like, okay, because he had to do some underwear scenes. There's a couple love scenes between he and Zoe Kravitz. And she's like, he plays a down-on-his-luck baseball player who was in a horrible car accident when he was 18, right before he used to get drafted by the Dodgers, and his baseball career was over. Now he's a bartender in New York, and it's been like 12 years, and he's chiseled and ripped, and he's an alcoholic. Like, to me, this new generation, like, why would you have to get ripped and in shape for that role? You should be, like, he's a handsome enough guy. If he doesn't have a six-pack, he's still an attractive guy. Like, why are you looking like a superhero for the, that doesn't match up. Whereas Mark Ruffalo, I bet he put on 30 pounds, just all in his gut, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's all he said was Philly cheesesteaks. So, I mean, that's a pretty good diet to keep.
It's probably a little better than the all gelato diet I'm on.
Yeah.
But he looks like a veteran FBI agent. That works.
That's cool.
My wife had a great point. I don't understand the Austin Butler. Just because he was doing an underwear scene, he wanted to look good. Like, if you're an actor and you're looking like this role, look like the role. You don't. He looks like he could play Spider-Man or something.
Does he still sound like Elvis in the movie?
He did not talk like Elvis.
I know it took him a while to shake that after that movie.
Yeah, I could see that. He's good. I like Austin Butler. I'm not saying like, I did think it was an interesting point though. But Task is good. Check it out. I did watch also, you know what? I'm going to save this. Let's go to our Nightlight question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
It is National Beer Day. The question is simple, folks. What is your favorite beer? We're in Wisconsin. This is the beer state and the cheese state. But we like our beer. We're known for it. What's your favorite beer? Very easy one tonight. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can text us on the app and let us know what kind of beer you like to drink. Very easy to use if you don't have the app. You got to get it. All your favorite Civic Media shows, weekday shows, weekend shows, commentary, the news podcast, everything is on the Civic Media app. So check it out. And if you're streaming, you can leave us a stream comment at if you're listening on YouTube, Facebook, or X. Let us know and drop us a like, give us a follow, whatever you're game for, we would appreciate it. But be part of the show. Let us know what your favorite beer is, and we'll read your text on the radio. I saw what you put.
Yeah, I mean it's probably known. It's a nice Spotted Cow.
It's a good one.
And it, you know, nothing beats it on draft, I'd say.
Really?
Yeah.
Over the bottle?
Yeah.
How come?
I think it's, well, you got to have a cold bottle, or not bottle, cup. What can I think? You know what I'm trying to say.
You're in radio, right? Yeah.
It's got to be cold, and just that, if there's not a lot of foam on top, it's a good beer.
Okay. Yeah, it's a great one. I love Spotted Cow. I'm not even, like I've said it before, I'm not a beer guy,
yeah.
But I've been around long enough where I've sampled just about everything. I had to choose. This was kind of tough for me because part of me, for nostalgia's sake, and just to be retro, I wanted to say the champagne.
The champagne of beers?
There's nothing like that Miller High Life original bottle with the condensation running down, the colors and the beer. It just, I don't know. It's like a memory from childhood.
Okay.
So, but I didn't say. Oh, no, I've got another tie, another Schwab tie, and I like Blue Moon.
Yeah, I mean,
non-alcoholic or alcoholic, it's a great beer.
You know, with an orange.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good.
Dynamite. But I'll tell you what, Spotted Cow, that's a great one too. I don't. I had Stella recently.
Yeah.
Well, a few years ago. I like Stella.
That's good.
It's good stuff. And you know what I've never tried, and now I haven't drank in a while. Modelo. I really want to try Modelo.
Oh, it's so good. You know. I think it's better than Corona.
Yeah, I got to be honest. I tried the non-alcoholic Corona because I know at a party.
Yeah.
And not impressed. And I like Corona. But that Modelo, those commercials make me want to have a Modelo. I am going to break down. It's just perfect advertising. All right. When we come back, folks, I'm going to tell you about a show you should probably avoid. Conrad might disagree, but we'll have a spirited discussion. I'll read your texts. And yeah, what's your favorite beer? That's a good one. Also, there was a death in the music industry that we'll talk about too. This is Pete Schwab and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The tool of the robot failed. The tool of the radio was crammed with TV dinner.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious. 1 in 10 kids vape serious. Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand, when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
We are the National Park Foundation, and together with you, we're creating a future where every person, every generation, gets their chance at an unforgettable moment. Learn more at nationalparks.org/foundation.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Great song about rain. This is Pete Schwab at Nightlight. That Rick Davies passed away, one of the founders of Supertramp, and great tune. We're going to ask our first guest, rocker, about Supertramp. I believe he's a fan, as am I. Their stuff just has such a great, unique sound too. Like The Long Way Home, great song. And there's all these big hits they have, but even their B-sides are outstanding. I was in the store last night, and if you want to hear B-sides from the 80s, go shopping in Marinette, Wisconsin. Every grocery store will transport you back with a song you didn't really miss. But I'm walking around, and I hear Steve Woodwind all the time. I hear Bryan Adams all the time. Bryan Adams has some great songs, but I don't need to hear Cuts Like a Knife. Give me Summer of 69. Play the A-sides. It's been 40 years. You can play the A-sides. You don't have to carve a niche. Supermarket DJs. Our question of the night, folks. What is your favorite beer? It is National Beer Day. We like our beer here in Wisconsin. Conrad says Spotted Cow. I had a tie between the champagne, a really ice-cold champagne of beers. Miller High Life, of course, is what I'm talking about. And Blue Moon, kind of a newer beer. It's funny, Corey Hartman commented on my Facebook post, and he commented with the exact words of the song I was referencing, High Life Again by Steve Winwood. And he wrote like two lines of the song. I'm like, how did he know that's what I was? But that song is on every damn time I go into the grocery store. Unbelievable. I see a question of the night. What's the most depressing song to hear when you're shopping?
You know, I wear headphones when I'm shopping, so.
Why, to drown out the fanfare?
Well, they play my own music while I'm shopping.
What do you play when you shop?
Just a mix. I have like a playlist that goes on for like 3 days. So just whatever. Just whatever. Yeah, there's a playlist I have that I'm like, I like that song.
You ain't running
Toss it
out.
In there.
All right. Our question tonight, as I said, is what's your favorite beer? Let's read some social media responses. Our pal Rich Tallarico says Blue Moon or Stella. Next time I see Rich in person, Rich and I will toast a Blue Moon. No question. And then here, my buddy Vince Moranto, great Chicago comic. He's been on the show. He said, talk about taking a question seriously. Here's Vince's response. Vince says, okay, here we go. For everyday beers, hams with meals, Landshark, Miller High Life, summertime, PBR, colder weather. Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. Okay. Summertime is Miller High Life. You guys reading those out of order. Colder weather is PBR. Why would PBR? Is that a little heavier, maybe?
I think it's a little heavier than a light beer.
Okay. And then he says seasonal, Sam's Oktoberfest, winter solstice. Winter solstice. Recently, however, I've discovered, I don't even know how to say this, Yingling?
Yingling, yeah.
Yingling,
that's
okay.
That's a great beer.
Really? He says amber, in parentheses, and finally, 25-ounce Bud Ice, around $1.09 when I'm broke. That was the most comprehensive text possibly we've ever had, certainly on social media. Thank you, Vince. Outstanding stuff. I don't know, summer, I'd probably go... It used to be like a Corona with the lime.
Yeah, I'd say Modelo for myself or a Summer Shandy.
Oh, Summer Shandy's good. I forgot about Summer Shandy.
I'll say anything from Line and Kugel's is one of my favorite beers.
You know, they used to make, years ago, they made a Summer Shandy watermelon flavor.
I don't think I tried that.
It was out briefly. I want to say it was out one summer, and my friend Robin Corwin, who's a neighbor, she said, it's really good. I tried it. I liked it. I had it one more time. And then the next summer, I think I had to look all over for it. And I did find it, but it was obviously like an experiment.
Yeah.
I thought it was really refreshing.
They do that like every year. They release something new.
Okay.
For the summer.
John on social media says, any good microbrew is great. A good wheat or blonde ale always hits the spot. Minocqua Brewing Company has some great options and stands for great causes. It always helps when you can spend some money and you don't mind where it's going. Thank you, John. Wonderfully Wisconsin, our pal Paul Vandenplas says, Dark Helmet from Titletown has long been my favorite. Great introduction to dark beer for people who are typically scared to try anything on that end of the spectrum. It's hard to go wrong with any Wisconsin craft brewery right now. So many out there making some incredible beer. Well, he would know. Paul is, give Paul a follow. Wonderfully Wisconsin. He is all over the state finding great burgers and cookout food and drinks, and he is in the process of compiling a best cheeseburgers in Wisconsin list. We'll be eagerly awaiting that. I think he's getting close.
I think you should try my cheeseburger.
Conrad's Home Cheeseburger?
Yep. It'd make a run for its money.
Great name for a restaurant. Conrad's Home Cheeseburger. Jeff Schmidt says, Hazy Rabbit from Lakefront Brewery. Okay. Is that in Milwaukee?
Yes, I believe so, yeah.
Oh, great responses. I knew we were going to get good beer responses. Rocker coming up in just a few minutes. He's going to tell us about a really cool fundraiser. He is co-sponsoring with a couple other people, and it is open to the public, and we'll talk a little bit about Supertramp when he is here. Going to the text line to answer your question or to read your answers to our question of the night in the 414, anything but Jacob's Best. Well, that's probably a good answer because I don't even know what he's talking about, so... I haven't heard of Jacob's Best.
Neither have I.
It's probably a bad beer. Al in the 608 says, free. Yeah, okay. I'm with you, Al. If it's free, it's me. Free beer. Conrad's mom says, my favorite beers I miss in Wisconsin is the Blue Bobber from Fox Brewery or Spotted Cow. You vouch for your mom there?
And Blue Bobber's great beer. It's blueberry. Super good.
Ooh, I like blueberry in beer. You know what I had over the weekend? I was trying to be good, so I got... nuts instead of chips for a snack.
Yeah.
Blueberry almonds.
Ooh.
Really good.
I haven't tried those, but I've seen them on the shelves.
Very good stuff. Dave on the stream says, a cold one. How about New Glarus Fat Squirrel? Great one, Dave. And he says, Liney's made a beer called Big Butt Doppelbach. I'm just going to take Dave's word for it that that's a good beer. We are coming back with our pal Rocker after the news. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Come out again.
It's raining again. Oh, no.
This is Locally Grown Radio, WFHR. Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
CBS News Brief. Sweeping immigration enforcement stops in the L.A. area can resume. Mayor Karen Bass condemned the ruling by the Supreme Court.
Has now given the green light for law enforcement to profile and detain Angelenos based on their race.
House Democrats released a letter that they claim President Trump wrote to Jeffrey Epstein for his 50th birthday. CBS's Katrina Kaufman.
It validates the Wall Street Journal that it does in fact exist. Of course, it still has to be proven that it is in fact something that was drawn and written by President Trump, and his team is still distancing himself from it.
Court officials in New Orleans are trying to figure out who dumped some sensitive documents in a landfill. WWL-TV reporter Alyssa Curtis.
Sensitive court documents were being housed in the city's Department of Public Works trailers for years with no issues at their mid-city yard. That is, until they were thrown out without any notice.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
The Badgers head for Bama. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football. The Wisconsin Badgers have a road game Saturday against number 19th ranked Alabama. Kickoff 11 a.m. So how do the players feel about taking on the Crimson Tide? Badgers head coach Luke Fickell.
There's nothing more that you want to do as a competitor than be in the biggest games and the biggest competition out there. And to go to Alabama to play in front of that crowd, to go down there to play, you know, in the SEC country. I think that there's not a guy within our program that isn't say that's one of the reasons why they're here.
NFL, a short week for the Packers. They host the Commanders Thursday night. Packers wide receiver Jaden Reed dealing with a stress fracture in his left foot. I asked how he was doing after Sunday's game against the Lions.
It feels great to win. I'm definitely hurting a little bit, but, you know, thank God we got some time to recover. Put my foot in some ice and I'll feel better.
Baseball, the Brewers and the Rangers tonight in Texas. Milwaukee losing last night 5-0. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Last week, I said that summer blockbuster season at the theaters was officially over, but it appears that no one told The Conjuring last rites. Prognosticators guesstimated that the film would pull in roughly $80 million worldwide. The film opened in first place this past weekend, surpassing the predicted amount in the U.S. alone with $83 million and pulled in $187 million worldwide. Good for the third largest opening ever domestically or globally for a horror film. For Warner Brothers, this was their eighth number one opening of the year and the seventh film in 2025 that has opened with a take of more than $40 million, something no studio has ever achieved, according to Deadline. Hamilton opened in limited release and came in second place with $10 million, and it was more horror as Warner Brothers' Weapons came in third place and now has raked in $143 million in 5 weeks. Freakier Friday and Caught Stealing finished in fourth and fifth place, respectively. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A nice looking September day once again with a mix of sun and clouds, a tad on the breezy side, high temperatures in the mid 70s. For tonight, a slow moving front may generate a shower or a thunderstorm. Low temperatures in the mid 50s. Currently, it's 55 degrees.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Todd Alba.
Hey everybody, did you miss Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers in theaters? Good news, it's on television on Tuesday night for free. Join us next time when we talk with the producer and director.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back. I'm Pete Schwabe. This is Nightlight. So great to have you with me, folks, on this gorgeous Monday night here in the state of Wisconsin. We made it to Monday, folks. You made it. You made it through a tough weekend. I was just talking next door to, I went over for a small gelato, which is forgivable, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
Jocelyn said she had such a busy weekend because she's got like three kids and there's nobody in there. So I'm like, sometimes that's how it is. Your weekend is so busy, you need to get to the week to kind of chill out a little bit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I get it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is time to welcome our first guest of the night. And it's time to light it up right with the Nightlight first guest of the week. Brought to you by Chicken or the Egg Photography. Chris specializes in food, event, music, and product photography for businesses across Wisconsin and the Midwest. See what he can do for you at chickenortheeggphotography.com. Chris was a fun guest. Remember that?
Yeah, that was a fun segment.
We'll have to bring him back. But it is now my pleasure for our first guest of the week, brought to you by Chicken or the Egg Photography. Co-host. He is the co-host of WMDX's Max Inc. Radio. He's also a musician and all-around swell guy, and he fills in here from time to time when Terry Barr can't make it for Barman Friday nights, and he is our pal, Rocker. Hey, buddy.
What's happening?
Not too much. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty good. Thanks for having me on, Pete. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. I know you got a really cool thing coming up here on Sunday, and we'll get to that. I have to ask you, though. I know you're
always... What's my favorite beer?
Yes, you're a Wisconsin guy through and through, whether it's music. I know you're a huge Packer fan, whatever. What is your favorite beer, Rocker? A national.
You know,
beer
I was thinking about this like question, and I thought, you know, I wanted to go back and think about a throwback and like what really like kind of started out the craft beer industry and what really got me into sampling all the just millions of beers that there are nowadays was Pete's Wicked Ale. Do you remember that year?
I remember the name. How old? When was that from?
That was back probably the early 90s, late 80s. Before Pete's Wicked Ale, you used to have import beer bars where you would go to these bars and they would import crazy beers from other countries, obviously, because here we only had the champagne of beers and beers like that.
Right.
And, you know, you would drink it and you would check off each one on the list. This one from Denmark, this one from Canada, one from Britain. And, you know, and then that's when the kind of craft beer really came back was Pete's Wicked Ale was in my mind, one of the first ones that really, you know, turned that corner. And after them, there's been just so many, but, I also think of my childhood as Moosehead.
Oh,
I don't
wow.
know if you remember Moosehead.
I remember
Canadian
the name.
Beer.
Yeah.
Oh, really, really good. And of course we had, Jacob's Best, somebody said, and yeah, that was like a horrible beer by Pabst. Way back, like I think in the 80s. And that was in the days of Andecker and Stroh's.
Oh, my
gosh. You might
remember
those beers, you know.
Pretty funny, though. I remember the Stroh's commercial. I remember was the guy crawling through the desert, and he's about to die, and somebody shows up with a big glass of water, and he says, no, thanks. I was really hoping for a Stroh's.
Yeah.
That commercial
alone. Oh, my gosh.
Stroh should have been.
I forgot about that one.
The best beer ever, but I don't. Obviously, it didn't make it. But yeah, my uncle used to be a salesman for Schlitz here in Milwaukee. And
oh, yeah.
All those Wisconsin beers, some of them you got when you got to college, like whether it was Milwaukee Light or like Rhinelander beer or Blatt's Old Milwaukee. Yeah, like so many beers. And you didn't care when you were that age. It's just like, it's just beer.
No.
Let's do it.
Oh, you know? And what Blatt's would do to you. When you're a rush on Langdon Avenue in Madison at the frats, you know, 25 barrels of Blatt's, it's not good.
It's not good. Well, we've matured since then, Rocker. So it's great to have you here. Tell us about this really cool event you have coming up this Sunday. It's a fundraiser, but it's open to the public.
That's right. It actually is. So I guess so. The fundraiser is for Big John. Big John is a drummer here for a band in Madison, Go Play God. And he was hospitalized for, I think, about a year with some severe diabetes and had have his leg amputated and at the knee. For a drummer, to me, that was is a nightmare, right?
Yeah.
So we are going to get together to help Big John and to help him through some of these medical expenses and stuff that he's having. And so there's a show that's being put on by 301 Productions, and it's going to be at the Crucible on September 14th. And that's from, it's an early show. So doors open at 2, and it goes from 2 to 7. And the bands are going to be Abaddon's End, Mother Hive, Iron Plow, and Static Affliction. So it's a little bit of hard rock and some metal. John's a great drummer in a great metal band called Go Play God. And so for me, the interesting thing is it's going to be my comeback show, right?
Oh, nice.
So in December, the day after Christmas, I had a cardiac arrest while I was playing drums. And, you know, when I woke up, the doctor said, well, you died on stage playing your drums with your band, you know, but there were people there who wouldn't let you go. So, jeez. You know, some CPR and AED to bring me back. And I was in my own hospital kind of journey, a health journey here. And so now, 9 months later, I'm going to be back behind the drums with my band. And I'm going to be doing it for this great cause, helping my friend out, Big John. And we're going to raise some money for him. There's going to be some silent auctions with guitars and some other really cool stuff that I know that they're putting together. And the Crucible is over on Madison's East Side and just kind of the frontage road for Highway 30.
Okay. So what I didn't you had a fundraiser like this, Rocker, too. And this is what I love about when... Mm-hmm. When something happens to a musician, like if my friend who restocks shelves at a store, if I want to have a fundraiser for him, I don't have access to all this great music. When a musician needs a fundraiser, you guys basically throw a party. It's a bash. I mean, and that's so great that this is open to the public, right? So
yes, of course.
So what band are you playing with?
I play with a band called Iron Plow.
Oh, that's what I thought. Okay.
And I've been playing with the guy since we started during the pandemic. And it was during kind of lockdowns, and the three of us have all been friends for going on 30 years, but never really jammed in a band together. And I just happened to have been at a outing. It was a wedding, actually, outside. And I'm talking to my friend, and he says, you know, hey, they're looking for a drummer. And I was like, wow, you know, it was a perfect opportunity. Of course, I had been doing, you know, Maximum Inc. Music Magazine for 27 years, and the lockdowns caused that to kind of stop, and there's, you know, nowhere to deliver. So here I am, you know, what do you do? I have radio, and I got into a band. So, you know, I got into this band in 2021, I think it was. And and then I had this, you know, crazy incident last year. And now the great thing about it too is that UW Health is doing what I could call it, a documentary on my journey back to health. They love my story. They know about the first incident, and now here we're going coming back, right? Getting behind the drums with my band. So they're going to come down to the Crucible with a film team to film the comeback show, and I'll be doing some interviews with them, and it's going to be pretty cool. They're going to kind of document the journey. It's a lot of fun. It's a crazy story. I guess, you know, people kind of dig it, so we're going to have fun with it.
I think it sounds great, and I'm glad you're doing well too, and back on stage. That's pretty exciting stuff.
Now, Conrad, I did send him a song.
Yeah.
So if you guys wanted to hear a little Iron Plow.
Absolutely. Let's have it ready, Con. Rocker Smith is my guest. He is the host, one of the hosts of Max Inc. Radio on WMDX every Saturday night from 6 to 9. And he is putting on this great fundraiser for his pal Big John Sunday night at the Crucible, Sunday afternoon, I should say, at the Crucible from 2 to 7. It's going to be a music fest and an absolute bash because the music community, nobody rallies around fellow colleagues like the music community.
That's true.
Should be a lot of fun. So let's hear a little bit of Rocker's band right now, Iron Plow. Heavy and it's coming just right. That was Iron Plow featuring our guest right now, Rocker Smith, who is here tonight to discuss a really cool fundraiser event for his pal Big John that is happening at the Crucible on Sunday. Great tune, Rocker. We're coming right back. Don't leave. And I'm going to ask Rocker about Supertramp and the death of Rick Davies. That's coming up next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
In the midnight moon.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Smokey the Bear.
Smokey. Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
What you desire, don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You wanted to be cool, which led you to smoking, which led to a pack a day. Then you met that special someone, which led to starting a life with them, which led to wanting to live longer, which led to quitting. Then you heard you may be at risk for lung cancer, which led you to getting a low-dose CT scan. If you smoked, get scanned. Talk to your doctor and learn more at savedbythescan.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
We are the boy band.
Your tween made you see.
We are the boy band.
It's painful concert number three.
We are the boy band. We're 5 and 19.
We are the boy band.
Always singing on key.
You love your kids enough to take them to see their favorite band. Love them enough to make sure they're buckled up in the back seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Mornings on WFHR.
A crash that covered an interstate in boxes of mozzarella cheese.
Oh, no.
Oh.
So this is one of those things that if it happened in front of me, God help me that there's a rational, smart adult next to me that tells
me,
James, you leave that where it is. Yeah. You leave that where that is, James. It's free mozzarella. I immediately turned into my father.
Mozzarella gate.
Weekdays from 9 to 11 on WFHR.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Get up, Paul. I want to drive them all. When you're feeling blue.
Welcome back. I'm Pete Schwabba. This is Nightlight. Our question of the night is, what is your favorite beer? It is National Beer Day. And we are hearing answers that are just all over the place. It's great. Microbrews, big-time brands. It's great. David from Richland Center says, a blonde walks into a bar, Hillsboro Brewing. You ever heard of that, Conrad?
I have not.
Me either. It's a lengthy title.
It sounds interesting.
It does sound interesting. I'm sure it's delicious. Thank you, David. On the line with us right now, or over the stream, I should say, is our pal Rocker. He is one of the co-hosts of Max Inc. Radio, which you can hear on WMDX every Saturday night from 6 to 9, and you can also stream it over the website. Rocker has put together a really cool fundraiser for his pal Big John that happens this Sunday at the Crucible in Madison on the east side. Three great bands. We just heard Iron Plow. You know, Rocker, it's interesting. That song that you played. I don't know if you saw a movie called Collateral, but it's got that really awesome grinding guitar as part of the score. It's a Michael Mann film. And it totally took me to that movie. The song is so, it's a great tune. Thank you for sharing that.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that movie.
It's worth a look. It's Tom Cruise and Jamie Foxx, and it's just a great kind of caper action film, but a smart action film. If people decide to go on Sunday for this good cause, is there a cover charge or how does that work?
I believe it's a $12 cover charge.
Okay.
To see the show. 2 to 7 p.m. Doors open at 2. And Iron Plow plays at 5 p.m.
Excellent. So go see a rocker play the drums. That's exciting, man.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah,
it's totally. It's great to be back, you know, to work this hard from, you know, going from the ICU in the hospital in December to back behind the drums is, you know, feels a little triumphant.
I would imagine it does. And congrats for that. Have you... So this is your first time on stage since December?
Well, not on stage necessarily, okay. But playing drums on stage, yes.
Which is probably more of a little more activity than...
I ended up on stage for various reasons, but this particular one will be for drums.
That's fantastic. All right, so in our exchange earlier, you told me you did not watch the Video Music Awards and that you don't watch TV. Do you own a color television?
I do.
Okay.
And of course, you know, I guess I more choose to watch particular shows or, you know, plenty of stuff that's out on YouTube that are just clips.
Sure.
Instead of, you know, being kind of caught up in live TV or, you know, being in front of the TV a lot. And even that stuff, I don't watch too much. But I love YouTube, and I love going back and finding all the, you know, classic rock videos that were never available when I was young of these, you know, really great bands. And now it's, you know, there's so much stuff that you could never see that's now so available that you just have to find it.
Let's talk about that, because one of my favorite things about YouTube, especially before the ads popped up, you could get lost on YouTube for 6 hours and find like a Who concert from 1978 or a Springsteen show, whatever it is. It's like a whole world opened up. I can't imagine for a guy like you, a musician, it must be just fun to crawl down that rabbit hole sometimes.
Oh, gosh. You know, well, interestingly enough, there's a lot of old Supertramp out there. When they were just kind of up and coming, they played a lot of like colleges and local TV out there. You know, Led Zeppelin was kind of famous for doing that as well. But it was really kind of fun finding that stuff on Supertramp. Supertramp was a band that I grew up with.
Yeah.
I actually ran into Supertramp because the guy who drove the carpool, my friend's dad, she was seventh grade. We were in seventh grade. He used to play Crime of the Century on the car stereo. And so I, you know, started getting into it back then. It was kind of weird because it was like my friend's dad's music, but it was great stuff. And, you know, grew with that band from that point forward and was able to actually see him around the time that they did the Paris Live album. So right kind of after the Logical song, Breakfast in America album. And by the way, I know you were playing It's Raining Again, which is like a Roger Hodgson song, right? So there were two kind of guys, Rick Davies and Roger Hodgson, that really played. And Rick Davies was the piano player and he was the other voice. So you might recognize him more from Bloody Well Right or Goodbye Stranger.
Oh,
those were kind of some of his really big songs. And the Logical song and It's Raining and, you know, a lot of other hits. Take the Long Way Home was Roger Hodgson.
That's what vocals. I love Roger Hodgson too. And it's weird because I remember the Logical song was kind of what made me aware of Supertramp when I was younger, but it wasn't, it was all those songs I found after that, that just kind of, in my opinion, dwarfed it. Like Goodbye Stranger is one of my all time favorite songs anywhere.
Yeah.
Or
well, that's on that album as well. Right.
Yeah. And there was a song right before that on the album. I can't remember, but Give a Little Bit, all these great tunes.
Yeah, that's Even in the Quietest Moments. So that was a great album. And Even in the Quietest Moments, there's a lot of songs, too, where both Roger and Rick Davies both do vocals. And Roger Hodgson, he was very talented. He played the guitar. And a lot of people probably remember him playing the keyboards often on some of those big hits you were just talking about, but on the old albums like Crime of the Century, some of those videos, I said they were out on YouTube. You can really see, you know, some of those great guitar parts that Roger Hodgson played. You know, Supertramp was just an incredible band. And, you know, it's worth a watch to go watch the bass player of Supertramp. He's just watching him is so fun.
Oh, that's cool. And Roger Hodgson, Eye of the Storm is a great song too. He had I think he did that after he left Supertramp. Buddy, thank you so much for your time as always. And best of luck. Break a leg on Sunday. Hope he's a great time.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
All right. That's Rocker. Check out Max Inc. Radio every Saturday night if you're in the Madison area on WMDX, or you can listen to it. You can get it on the Civic Media website. Great show. And he and Terry Barr do great work. Always fun to have Rocker on the show. When we come back, we're going to read some of your texts, and I've got a really funny Michael Keaton clip. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Act 2 coming up next.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin at the White House, where officials are vehemently denying President Trump drew a lewd birthday note to Jeffrey Epstein 22 years ago. Justice Department correspondent Scott McFarland.
The message apparently bears the signature of President Trump and comes with an outline of what appears to be a naked woman. Democrats on the U.S. House Oversight Committee posted this image, saying it was President Trump's contribution to a 50th birthday gift book given to Jeffrey Epstein in 2003. Years before, Epstein was charged with sexually abusing a series of young women. The note references a wonderful secret.
The president says the note's a fake. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass is pushing back after the Supreme Court gave the Trump administration permission to ramp up ICE raids in L.A.
Will that same Supreme Court next decide that it's okay if we are separate but equal? That some can marry but others can't?